From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The military official in charge of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan says American troops have attacked what are believed to be the largest Al-Qaeda training camps found in the course of the 14-year Afghan war. The operation took place just days before announced plans to keep 9,800 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the greater part of 2016. World powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that involves talks between the Syrian government and opposition, and also to explore a ceasefire. Plans were outlined in a news conference held by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mr. Lavrov spoke through an interpreter about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's destiny.
I said that the Assad's destiny should be decided by the Syrian people.
Как и все, что касается дальнейшего развития сирийского государства.
As well as all other aspects of further development of the Syrian state.
Earlier in the day, Secretary Kerry reiterated the U.S. stance that Assad cannot unite and govern Syria. Meantime, a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in their fight against the Islamic State militants. These will be the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. U.S. prosecutors have charged a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets in his home country. The man had promised to buy nets from a U.N. company, sponsored company, recommended company in Thailand. Instead, they chose a cheaper supplier in China. This is VOA News.